online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. Oh, God, we love you with an everlasting love that cannot be compared to man. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for watching over us all night long while we slept and slumber. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, oh, God. We ask that you increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God, for we glorify your name because you said that you have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. And we thank you, oh God, for what you are about to do on this morning. We yield ourselves unto you, oh God. In the master's name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, can you turn to the book of Esther, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse? That's Esther, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And it says, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And I would like to read it from the Christian Standard Bible. And it says, "If you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will come to the Jewish people from another place. But you and your father's family will be destroyed. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. And also, I would like to read it from the New Living Translation. It says, "Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this?" So the main thing is, it is your time. Focus on that topic, people of God. It is your time. No more delays. No more denials. What you thought was a denial. No more. It is now your time. God is looking for some Esthers today. Yes, he is. So let's do a little background of who she was. She was a Jewish orphan living in exile in Persia, whom God raised up out of obscurity to become the queen. So when a decree was made that on a certain date, all of the Israelites were to be annihilated, Esther, against the court of protocol, she went into the king's chamber unannounced. And you know, that was forbidden. And unless she was granted the king's favor, that was the only way she could get in. Because if she didn't, she could be put to death. But her attitude was, "I've been raised up for such a time as this. And I cannot shrink back in fear." People of God, once you come encounter or in contact with the presence of God, and you know who you are and what you are made of, not thing or no one can shrink you back into what you used to be. Your past can no longer claim you. Mm-hmm. What God delivered you from, no devil in hell can place you back there unless you go back there yourself. Because in this scenario, she knew exactly what she was. She knew she was raised up for such a time as this. And she was not going to back down in fear of no one. And she said, if I perish, I perish. You see, because Esther stepped into the unknown by faith. Come on here, somebody. And the king changed the decree and the Israelites were saved. You see, you have to step into the unknown. Whatever God is calling you to do, and you may not know what to do because you up here saying, God, I am on a time limit. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? If you would just settle down and just allow the Lord to minister to you, rebuke the spirit of hurriness, want to get it over with and quickly. And if you would just allow him to minister to you and step out on faith. And once you step out, God will immediately minister everything he needs for you to know. He will tell you exactly what to do, exactly what where to go, and exactly what to say. That's what she did. Her attitude was, I have been raised up for such a time as this. No longer am I what I used to be or what people has labeled me to be. I have come forth now. I'm stepping out on faith. I'm stepping out on the unknown. And I'm believing God. I'm trusting God. People of God, it's your time. And I cannot shrink back into fear. I cannot shrink back into woulda, shoulda, coulda. I cannot shrink back into the attitude, what if this may happen? And you have to get the attitude, if I perish, I perish. If I mess up, I mess up. But I know I'm not going to mess up because why? God is on my side. And why? I am listening and adhering to the voice of God. And also, I'm not allowing distractions to get in my way. And also, I'm not going to lose focus. Because Esther stepped into the unknown of faith. Yes, she did. And the king changed the decree and the Israelites were saved. God is waiting on us. We say we waiting on God. God is waiting on us. God is waiting on you to step out on faith. And once you step out on faith, I guarantee you, watch, things will change on your behalf. My God. Because Esther had the confidence in knowing if I step out on faith, everything is going to turn in my favor. And that's what God is saying to you on this morning. He needs you to step out and watch. Everything is going to turn into your favor. He's going to cause men to give unto your bosom. He's going to cause overflow into your life. People of God, listen to the Holy Spirit well. Perhaps you're facing a problem with a huge consequence and you are tempted to shrink back to what you used to do. You are allowing fear and intimidation to convince you to play it safe. But God wants to show himself strong through and in your life. You are where you are for just such a time as this. Come on here, somebody. It's your time. You prayed for others. You ministered to others, and you waited for so long asking God, when is my time? When you needed somebody, but others was pulling on your spirit because they needed you. And do you have to put what you was going through on the back burner so that you can minister to them? But who was there for you? God say, it's your time. You watch others get blessed. But nothing ever seemed to be coming to pass for you. Oh, my Jesus. You kept silent about some things that you know wasn't of God. Even they talked about you. They laughed at you. Ostracized your name. Up and down the street. But you kept silent. You didn't even confront the situation. You just prayed about it. God say, it's your time. He is raising you up in the midst of your naysayers. He is raising you up in the midst of your enemies. Come on here, somebody. You are plotting for everybody else. Oh, my God. But when it came to you, no one was there. Oh, my God. It's your time. Don't you be afraid. God finds you worthy of it all. Yes, he does. He say, tell him again, don't be afraid that he finds you worthy of it all. You held on many times. Hey, God, you could have given up. Many times you could have thrown in the towel. Your heart was aching. You was tired. Every time you take one step, it feel like something was pushing you back and back. But the promises of God ignited in your spirit. You remember what God said. You stood on his word. You stood on his promises. You even told God his word back to him. Come on here, somebody. But the Holy Ghost is here to tell you God will do what only he can do when you activate your faith and step forward. He will do only what he can do when you activate your faith and step forward. It's time to arise and take the first step. Step out on faith. Knowing it's your time. And don't you look back. Don't you look back. It is your time. Rise up and go forward. Let us pray. Father, thank you for all you have done in our lives and for every opportunity to step forward by faith, making a difference in the lives of others. Father God, help us to be more aware of the people and their needs around us, and to be bold to use our gifts and talents to help others. Father God, ha yidiobo she. Ooh, God. Mama didiobo she didiobo sata. Ooh, God, I feel your presence. Thank you, ha yidiobo she. Show yourself strong through us. Father God, we love you, God. We adore you, ha, Madariobosha. In the matchless name of the Yeshua, ha, Yidariobosha. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I give you the glory, ha, Madariobosha. For all the glory belongs to you. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. I thank you on this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is so heavy on this morning. Thank you, God, for doing exactly what you say you was going to do, because it is our time and we will not disappoint you. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I also know when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Y'all be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47
at gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our